This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he has heard Russian military action could begin on Wednesday, proclaiming the day as one of national unity. Speaking in a video address to the nation Monday, he did not say how he got the information. A NATO official characterized the tense standoff with Russia at the Ukraine border as a dangerous moment for European security. The official saying a major conflict in Ukraine could see large numbers of displaced people fleeing the fighting. But they said there is still time to avoid such unnecessary suffering. Quote, everything must be done to avoid this kind of impact on civilians. Also on Monday, the White House said U.S. President Joe Biden spoke with Prime Minister Boris Johnson about their efforts to upgrade NATO's defensive posture on the alliance's eastern flank closest to Russia. With the threat of a Russian attack on Kiev, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the United States was temporarily relocating its embassy operations to the western Ukrainian city of Lviv near the Polish border. State Department spokesman Ned Price says Lviv offers greater protection if Russian troops invade Ukraine. Poland is the largest European Union nation to border Ukraine, and the government is making preparations to accept Ukrainian refugees in the event of another Russian attack on the country. While other countries draw down their diplomatic missions in Ukraine, Poland says it is keeping its diplomatic operations in place for now in case they are needed to facilitate a large-scale exit of Ukrainians. This is VOA News. Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro headed to Russia on Monday evening, despite Western warnings that the country could soon invade Ukraine. That's frustrating those who have suggested he cancel Monday's trip, including the U.S. government and members of his own cabinet. The trip was planned well before the Ukraine crisis alone, and Bolsonaro says his focus is on bilateral trade with an important economic partner. But even some of his allies fear Bolsonaro could make damaging comments on the crisis, or that his presence could be seen as tacit support for a Russian invasion of its neighbor. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau invoked emergency powers to stop demonstrations that have paralyzed the capital and blocked border crossings in protest over the country's COVID-19 restrictions. Trudeau made the announcement in an address to the nation Monday after meeting virtually with the leaders of Canada's provinces. The Prime Minister calling the blockades illegal and added, quote, if you are still participating, the time to go home is now. The Freedom Convoy protests were started by Canadian truckers who opposed a COVID-19 vaccinate or quarantine mandate by the government. The demonstrations have since attracted protesters angry about other pandemic restrictions as well as the policies of Trudeau's administration. In the U.S., remaining vaccine mandates for medical workers are set to be implemented this week in 25 mostly conservative states. And it is once again becoming clear how widespread the use of religious exemptions is in the U.S. as a workaround to complying with such requirements. Many faith leaders are wary of religious exemptions for the coronavirus vaccine. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff reports.
Americans have been seeking religious exemptions by the thousands in order to circumvent COVID-19 vaccine mandates. But they're generally doing so without the encouragement of major denominations and prominent religious leaders. From the Vatican, Pope Francis has defended the vaccines as the most reasonable solution to the pandemic. And Robert Jeffress, the conservative pastor of a Baptist megachurch in Dallas, says there is no credible biblical argument against the vaccines. He says he has refused exemptions from a handful of people who have requested them. I'm Walter Ratliff.
After 6 months in power, the acting defense minister of Afghanistan's Taliban government announced plans to build a 110,000-strong army for Afghanistan. You can read the full story on voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.